Full video of the question and answer session included above. The second in a series of Morris Bank Building a Better Bullock Together luncheons was held on Thursday, April 27 at the Fox Hall in the West District in downtown Statesboro. The panel presenting at the luncheon included Representative John Burns, Speaker of the House, Senator Billy Hickman, Higher Education Chair, Senator Blake Tillery, Appropriations Chair, Lehman Franklin, Vice Chair of Retirement, John Roach, Morris Bank Bullock County Market President, presided over the program. Citizens submitted questions in advance. The questions centered on economic growth and the issues that will be presented to our community due to this growth, including transportation, education, and job growth. Two highlights of the luncheon were the announcement of $8.6 million of state funding for the Creek on the Blue Mile project. Speaker Burns made the announcement. He said $6 million will be used for bridge replacement on the Blue Mile and $2.6 million design work on the Blue Mile and Creek pedestrian areas. The second announcement by Speaker Burns and Senator Hickman included an agreement with Augusta University to start the process to bring a medical school to GS. The first 40 cohort of medical students will be at GS in 2024. Transportation planning was high on the list of concerns from the audience. Speaker Burns said Georgia spends over $2.3 billion annually on transportation improvements. They are working with GDOT Commissioner Russell McMurray, a GS graduate, on infrastructure needs from interchange improvements and improvements on I-16, 280 and Highway 80. Representative Franklin was attending college at the Citadel as BMW was entering Greenville, South Carolina, and he had the opportunity to see firsthand how this huge economic development project transformed that community in positive ways. He is excited about the days ahead with this Hyundai project and what it will mean for our community and his district. Senator Tillery shared his concerns and passion to improve the foster care system in Georgia. When he took office, there were 14,000 children in foster care in Georgia. Last night, 55 of those children slept in hotels or DFACS offices because they had no place to go. Watch the full video of the luncheon to review all of the topics covered.